Joining us right now to discuss how the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting his city, Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, thanks again for having me on this week. I appreciate it.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Total case count overall, 32,080 cases in the city of Champions. Death count is at 502. Current active cases, 189 cases. 33 new cases within the last 24 hours, and out of those 33, 30 of them are ages 18 and older.
And how are the hospitals handling this?
Yeah, no, they're managing it quite well. Again, that's the VA, that's Good Samaritan Medical, and Brockton Signature Healthcare. So the census numbers are really down, which is great. The ICU are not as, congregated with sick, sick people right now. So things are going okay in the local hospitals and also Neighborhood Health Center.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, we've got a lot, of course, there are the new variants and there are vaccine recommendations coming out now. Has there been an adapting of strategy as these developments occur?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working collaboratively like we have since at the onset of the pandemic. And Dr. Rick Herman's my medical consultant, and Dr. Eno Montes here heads up our local Board of Health. So, you know, we are still actively getting shots in the arms of folks every Tuesday at the Shaw Center, and then every Saturday is the regional vaccine site at the Shaw Center as well. So, you know, we do envision with kids going back to school in Brockton, they go back tomorrow, Friday, the 2nd of September. So we do envision more people, you know, getting the booster and getting the vax. And, we're going to continue to work with all our healthcare partners to achieve that goal.
And speaking of schools, any restrictions, any protocols that are going to be in for the schools this year?
No, Department of Education has not mandated anything like that. We actually had a wonderful convocation this morning up at Brockton High School at 8:30, welcoming all the teachers back. It's their first day being September 1st, and then the kids come back tomorrow, September 2nd. So we really had a wonderful event up there with Superintendent Mike Thomas and all the staff at Brockton High School, and those that were at some of the elementary and middle schools were watching in via Zoom. So I do not envision anything, you know, coming down from DESE at this time, and it's a wait and see approach, but it's all hands on deck right now, and make sure we have a great academic year in the city of Brockton.
And of course, you're also dealing with monkeypox.
Yeah, we've had a second confirmed case of monkeypox in the city of Brockton. So we've had two cases, and our medical team are actively monitoring that. We have three health nurses that work for the city's Board of Health. We have a ton of school nurses that work for Dr. Linda Cahill. So, we are tracking it, much like all the other municipalities in Plymouth County and throughout the Commonwealth.
Now, of course, we have had some rain recently, which is definitely welcome news, but we're still dealing with a drought.
We are. I mean, we are still in drought-like conditions. The benefit of Brockton, we are tied into a secondary water source, Aquaria, which is the desal water. So, we have been working with, mutual aid. I know Fire Chief Brian Ardelli of Brockton Fire is working with all the different fire chiefs because there is always a fear, right, if you have a shortage of water and you need to get a pump out there. So all the municipalities that abut Brockton have been great. And, again, the Plymouth County Chiefs Association has been wonderful working with the city's chief here as well. So, we're going to wait and see, and we hope, the drought conditions don't continue much longer, Dan.
Now, are you going to be getting a visit from the Lieutenant Governor today? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, we have Lieutenant Governor Polito coming. We also have Ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin. Claire's the Brockton native. She was also former leader and a House representative here in Massachusetts House of Representatives. So Ambassador Cronin will be here, Lieutenant Governor Polito. There's a ribbon cutting at 1:30, the new state building downtown in Brockton, which also houses some Massasoit Community College offices as well. So we're excited about that. And then A.G. Mara Healy, who's a candidate for governor on the Democratic side, is joining us later on this afternoon as well. So we have a lot of visitors coming to the City of Champions today, and I welcome that.
And speaking of things international, the city is still doing some flag raisings.
We are. We did Trinidad and Tobago the other day. And, again, we are just trying to be all-inclusive. And, one of the things that we can do is to showcase all the different diversity in the city of Brockton and all the different communities that make up the city of Brockton. So as long as I'm mayor, I'm going to continue to do that. And, if there is anybody that lives or works in the city of Brockton and you want to bring it to our attention, by all means, we will continue to work with everybody.
And just to be clear, are summer activities basically done in the city right now?
They are. I mean, again, school, Brockton Public School starts tomorrow. Again, we have the parochial school. We have the charter school, New Heights Charter School. So they are, but we have community schools starting. Brockton Youth Soccer starts September 11th, so that's right around the corner as well. But the pool has been closed, and the Mayor's After Dark program is over. We are continuing in September the Mayor's Concert Series on Wednesday nights for our seniors up at Heights Crossing, and you know, we are kind of tailing off because the summer, unfortunately, is starting to disappear.
Indeed it is. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll speak to you next week, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.